The Prime Minister delivered the 10th annual Closing the Gap address in Canberra this morning. A decade ago, hopes were high and when Australian governments united in a landmark statement that vowed to close the gap in life expectancy and the health inequality faced by our nation's first peoples. But 10 years on, how much progress have we made? Viktor Petrovich has more.
Now today I table the 10th Closing the Gap report. Every day we see proof that many people's lives are improving. As part of the Closing the Gap refresh, state-by-state targets will help give us more granular and specific local insight to progress or lack of progress, and more precisely where more focused effort is needed.
Malcolm Turnbull today handed down the 10th annual Prime Minister's report into the Closing the Gap strategy. The report showed that only 3 of the 7 targets aimed at decreasing inequality between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians are on track to be met. Closing the gap between the life expectancy of Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians has been one of the key challenges of the strategy and is one of 4 targets which has not been met. Dr. Neil Cohen is on the front lines in aiding Indigenous communities through his work as the Director of Clinical Diabetes at the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute. He thinks that the widening of the health gap in Indigenous communities is evidenced through a range of key health determinants.
So the key health determinants really, we're looking at infant and childhood mortality, which we have made some differences, but I guess my major concern and expertise is really in the chronic disease space. So chronic diseases such as diabetes, which is what we do, are in fact increasing, and I think that they're, if anything, contributing to a widening of the gap rather than the closing of the gap. So we have heart disease and cancer being the other main contributors in this area, and this is a very worrying trend and something that I think we need to put some thought into and probably some new strategies into.
This widening of the health gap can be attributed to funding cuts in key areas of Indigenous health, according to John Singer, who is the chairman of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, or NACHO.
Well, I think, you know, we've seen probably in the last 5 years, particularly the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, which is, you know, NACHO's members, a decline or decrease in funding to a lot of our organisations. And in terms of dealing with chronic disease, other major health issues impact on our peoples, that comprehensive primary health care is really the key driver to reducing and closing that gap in terms of life expectancy.
NACHO, the organisation which John Singer chairs, represents 143 Aboriginal community-controlled health centres across the country. He thinks that the way forward for better health outcomes in Indigenous communities is through the collaboration of government and Indigenous communities in funding initiatives which will work towards self-determination.
Well, I think in terms of building on the work that's been done over a long period of time by our members, it's about increasing the amount of base funding to our members, and you know that means funding properly the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander health plan that needs to be fully funded. And then I think, you know, the other areas around health need to be improved as well. When you talk about, you know, areas of employment, if you look at the areas of education, I think education has shown signs that now, you know, we've got quite a number of our kids coming through year 12. And so in terms of that education, I think that's sort of done well in that area and there's a lot of focus there. So that's good. But I think in terms of looking at, you know, the workforce, looking at employment opportunities, looking at economic development, that's another key factor in terms of working alongside the health organisations. They would look after the clinical space, but I think there's still a lot of work needs to be done in that economic area. If you have a look at a lot of the numbers, a lot of our people are still sitting on Centrelink. And if you're entrenched or living on Centrelink for a long time, you know, it's really hard to, you know, survive on those sort of monies. And, you know, you find everywhere the cost of living's come up, and so, you know, it's pretty hard when you're along the bottom line in terms of welfare payments, or whether you're low earner in terms of, you know, salaries and that. So economic development's important.
John Singer ending that report by Viktor Petrovich.